Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord. This is the show Self-Expressions, and I am your host, Brother Reverend Pop Hudson. I'd like to welcome and thank you, each and every one of you, have joined us for tonight's episode. Right now, we are simulcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/PurposeKingdom, and we're also on Facebook Live. And I'd like to thank everyone who's joining us for tonight. And tonight, we do have a topic that I want to discuss. And before we get into our topic, let me just talk about some things. Now, I know we have a new president, a newly elected president, and he's just been in office for, you know, a little over 30 days. And, you know, some of the things that have gone on, not only with this him in Congress, it's a little bit concerning. And, you know, the thing that I have concerns about is, you know, what he's doing. And what he's doing is, I understand, you know, he has a need to go ahead and enact some things. But one of the things that he's doing is he's restoring a lot of the Obamacare that was eliminated before. And that's not a main priority that I see. You know, there is a couple of things I see that could have been done better. But, you know, I'm not president. Also, you know, with the Senate and Congress also, where they failed to impeach President Trump. And the reason why I'm bringing up this point is because for so many reasons and so many times and some of the injustice that's been done in this country is, you know, doing this certain act of insurrection, you know, someone died. Well, four people died. One was a Capitol Police officer. That Capitol Police officer, you know, in any instance where a police officer, you know, perish, especially in the line of duty, there are certain things that, you know, the justice system usually do. And what they usually do is they make sure that justice is administrated, and they make sure that the, you know, the culprits. And so, for instance, you know, say you're part of a, you know, street gang and someone dies. You know, everybody that's part of that gang gets charged with, you know, conspiracy to commit murder. And I believe that someone, you know, none of these guys, I don't see anybody getting charged for that officer's death. And I don't think it's, you know, a fair showing of how this country and this government and the law works. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, former President Trump should be charged with conspiracy to commit murder. He was the one that started this, you know, insurrection. So, you know, I know a lot of people were, you know, just wanted to bash Trump, but I'm just saying, for a standpoint as far as the common man and the common people, when we face common charges, you know, we would normally get brought up on charges like conspiracy to commit murder or, you know, things like that. But, you know, like I said, this is our government, and, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to leave the country? But besides the fact, let's get into some good ministry. Okay, so tonight I'm going to cover Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. And also, let me just mention here, we are Simon Casson on Facebook and also on Blog Talk Radio. And anytime you want to call in, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. And at any time, you can hit the number 1. All right, and so we're going to be covering Luke and Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. And let's just get started. Okay, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so It wasn't. And as they went, they were clinched. As one of them, when he saw that he was returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, where there are not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said unto him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that was Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now, I want to pose the question to you listening. You know, are you one of those 9 that did not return? And I just want to examine, you know, in every instance, in every character that's in the Bible, every apostle, you know, at some point, I want to say, can you put yourself in the place of you know, one of these characters that's in the Bible? And so we're going to take a look at the lepers. Are you one of the 9? Are you one of the 9 that did not return? And I'm quite sure, you know, you can see yourself as, you know what, I'm always going to be the one that returned and thank Jesus. But, you know, we know this is not, you know, a perfect world. And we be honest with ourselves. Can you picture yourself being one of the 9? And guess what? I know each and every one of those 9 lepers probably had a good reason why they did not return. So we're going to just go ahead and look at, you know, what we think or what I think may have happened or may be the reason why they, you know, can. And if you can, you know, just write notes down of one of the 9 reasons why I think each and every one of these 9 lepers had. And so, you know, the first thing you want to say is what kind of excuse you think people have. But, you know, sometimes, you know, excuses are not what people think they are. Excuses are something that are circumstances where you just can't move past a certain situation or a certain thing or a certain feeling. So let's go examine one of the 9. You know, maybe he says, you know, I'll go back, but it's just not convenient right now. You know, a lot of people base their lives on convenience, and they that convenience forward, whereas though even when it comes back to, you know, giving praise to, you know, Jesus or anybody else, you know, they commonly, you know, they say, well, you know, it's not convenient or this is not a good time. You know, God does not bless us on convenience. You know, God blesses us when we need it and accordingly to what you think is fit when we, you know, we appreciate it. You know, we give that, giving back thanksgiving, you know. It takes a lot of effort to place inconvenience in your life than to have convenience in your life. And a lot of people live and die by that no matter what. And, you know, that's what we say is a trait in our, you know, personality, and a trait that it's something that we just have to let go. We have to let go of convenience. It's convenience. It's something that can block a lot of things. You know, is it convenient for you to go to work? Is it convenient for you to pay bills? It's the inconveniences that we learn to get by is how we move forward. You know, there are always going to be inconveniences. You know, on your way to work, it could be an accident. You know, it's a lot of different reasons why, you know, we could have, you know, an inconvenience in our life. And what you want to make sure you do is you get used to having inconveniences in your life. You know, we all have to understand that life is not convenient. And, you know, a lot of people that are successful navigating life knows that there's going to be obstacles in their way, and they're going to have to navigate, and they're going to just have to change things up sometimes, no matter the comfort or the inconvenience. So, you know, just cover this one up, this is just, you know, one of the 9, You know, when we take time and effort to, you know, worship God and just basically show him thanks, you know, thank that basically, you know, thank you, God. All right. And so I'm going to move on to the second leper. You know, perhaps he, you know, just was too proud. And this is, you know, something that's touched you with a lot of people when you're trying to say that, you know, you're too proud. Well, you know, it takes a measure of humility to express, you know, thanks and appreciation. I mean, just think, doesn't it? You know, that's why a lot of people get all, you know, tongue-tied when it comes to, you know, thanking someone. You know, and thanking somebody for what they've done. You know, especially if they've done something for them and they thought that nobody was ever going to help them or nobody was going to just, you know, care or just chip in and just, you know, be there for them. And it takes a lot of humility to say, you know, thank you. Because, you know, it basically shows, especially when it comes to God, it shows, you know, it demonstrates that you need God. You need God in your life. You need him to help you. And even when there are just, you know, so many different turmoils and, you know, just one disaster after another, and, you know, boom, 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 right there, here comes God just stepping in, and he's just moving aside a lot of things. You know, that spirit of proudness, you know, we have to remember some things. And I'm just going to just give a scripture. Well, actually, I got two that just come to mind. And so that goes into Proverbs 22, verses 4, and it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Also in James 4, verses 6, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And, you know, that's a lot to tell you, you know, as far as, you know, being proud and, you know, what, you know, God expects of us. You know, it's one thing to have confidence in yourself, and it's also one totally different thing when you're proud. And when you're proud, you know, I expect everybody to have, you know, the, you know, regular, you know, self-esteem, regular self-confidence. But sometimes people push it over where it, you know, where it just goes into where they're just proud and they just have that superiority when in reality, you know, they're just like us. You know, we are all, you know, we're all grateful and we're all thankful and we all are happy and you know, we're glad of some things that we achieve. But when we become boastful and we go start to gravitate where we're just, you know, self-boosting, where we just have that inflated ego where it's just like all of a sudden, you know, and you probably heard it before, can't nobody tell them nothing. You know, we have that attitude, you know, we're going way wrong. We're going way wrong. You know, we have to have, you know, like I said, we have to have that balance where we just don't go overboard, you know, on ourselves. Don't get high off yourself, you know. It's good to, you know, have that confidence. But, you know, just back, you know, sometimes we need to just back it up a little bit where we're not just in that moment where we just forget, you know, who's actually helping us and who's there in our corner and who's, you know, who's for us. And we just can't have that we can't gain that air of superiority where we think we're better than other people. You know, we all are created for one thing, and that's to praise God. It's not for us to have, you know, a better status than somebody or to just brag about the house we have or, you know, all other things, you know. Gaining, you know, certain things, you know, we want, you know, we all want to, you know, have everybody say, hey, you know, look what I've done. But you can say, look what I've done and move on. You don't have to just, you know, put your master's degree and carry it around with you all the time. You don't have to carry around that employee of the month award. and, you know, take it everywhere you go and stuff like that. You know, some people just, you know, they gravitate, you know, to some of the wrong things, and they give, you know, a picture of you know, that they're boasting, you know, air superiority or something like that of that nature. All right, and just real quickly, just to let my Facebook Live audience know that we are broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Anytime you want to call into the show, you can call in at 319-527-6091. Right now we're covering Luke chapter 17, verses 11 and 19, and we're talking about the nine lepers that did not return. So right now, I'm coming up with a reason, and I want you to, you know, also interact with me, because they all have in their minds good reasons of why they didn't return, why they didn't thank Jesus for healing them. And we're going to cover the third one. And, you know, I wonder if the third one was too self-conscious. And when I say self-conscious, I mean, was this too self-conscious? You know, maybe he thought, you know, he wouldn't, you know, that he thought, you know, he didn't know what to say, you know. He couldn't find the most eloquent words that he could think of. He couldn't find a way and, you know, and put the proper language and vocabulary together where he would, you know, give proper thanksgiving to someone such as the Lord. And so just to get to, you know, another helping point with, you know, if this is what the individual thought, he thought what he was doing was he was saying, hey, listen, I'm just an ordinary guy. I don't have a good vocabulary. And so I'm just, you know, going to just say, hey, look, I'm just going to chuck it up and leave. You know, I'm not going to return. And I remember, you know, and I'm just putting this out there because, and this is something that, you know, helped me when I was in, you know, Bible school and I was growing up and I was just learning the Bible. So, you know, we had Sunday school where it's actually, you know, a Sunday school teacher where they were, you know, gather us together, and they would make sure that we would learn something. And one of the things they would do, they would give us acronyms. So, you know, the shortest book in the Bible was Acts. And they said, you can all remember this, Acts. So we're going to have give you an acronym for, you know, so you can remember. But this also, you know, it helps, you know, building up my prayer life. So I didn't know all this was going to help me out later on in life, because I still remember now what I learned in Sunday school. It's kind of funny. It's like every couple of years of when I was growing up, either through Sunday school or public school, there would be something like an excellent teaching tool that would carry over, and I carried on even right now in life. So they broke down the letters in Acts, and so basically, the A was to remind you of adoration and worship of God. The C was for confessing our sins. And it's a good tool, like I said, because it helped me out. Because when I started to pray, I started using these. So let me go on real quick. And C was for thanksgiving. And the S was a supplication of making a request of God. So basically, you know, to run it down, so it taught and gave structure to our prayers. And it just let me know, like, I was just, you know, even though I was a kid, I would do stupid things like, hey, you know, I seen this cool car, or I seen this walkie-talkie. God, can you just help my parents get it? I know they ain't got much money, and I know they paid most of the bills, but can you please give them some extra cash so they can buy my walkie-talkies and, or they can buy this or buy that. But, you know, in reality, it was just, you know, I didn't simplify my, you know, my prayers. And then when I went over that and I learned the acts, you know, the acronyms, and I started practicing, I started learning, I learned how to put together my prayers and make sure that, you know, hey, I got, you know, you're praying, you got God's attention. Let's not put some silly stuff in here. And so even now today, You know, it cracks me up because I don't, you know, say, hey God, I'm $2,000 short of this car. What do you want it? You know, what's up with that? Only thing I know is the simplification of my prayers and say, hey God, you know, let's bypass all that. Can you just give me abundant life? And I realized that instead of praying for silly stuff, for something that covers everything, you ask for abundant life, that means he's going to make sure you have more than enough and you can take care of everything. You don't have to worry about one silly little car. He's going to make sure he's going to bless you with money to get a car, a house, and whatever, a swimming pool, a shark, whatever you like. He's going to make sure you have enough. But you got to simplify your prayers, and you got to make sure that, you know, that you're not wasting his time. You know, it's just like when you got, somebody's attention and they see you going on and on and on and on. You know, I'm not saying God's going to do that, but I'm going to say, you know, you have just frowning like, hey, why don't he just get to the point and just stop lollygagging and tell me all this other stuff. He's telling me all these details. It's not really even necessary, you know. And I'd like to shout out my brother, Elder David Hudson Sr. I see that you're on Facebook Live. Thanks for joining me. And as well as all my other listeners on Blog Talk Radio, thanks for joining me tonight. And just wrapping up this third leper. He has, basically make sure that you include, you have ample time, really, so you won't have the self-conscious complex, of practice and prayer. Like I say, practice makes perfect. If you start praying every day and, it doesn't matter if the words are eloquent or if it's, they're flowing or you sound like you're freestyling. No, just talk to him. And that way he gets to know your voice and you get to understand that, hey, listen, this is easy for me. This is not hard. I don't have to worry about the words that come out. It's going to be natural. I'm just going to be praying naturally. I'm not even, worry about, how I sound. I know how I sound, but does he know how I sound? That's important. Don't have that self-consciousness where you just feel as though no matter what you do, you can't get his attention. You can't get his attention. And he wants to know your voice. Like when you go and pray tonight, he's going to say, oh, I know who that is. That's why. Oh, okay. It's cool. It's cool when you have that bond, with God like that, where you can just, go ahead and talk to him, and you ain't got to, you don't have to worry about, how it sound or, if you're saying the proper words. Like I say, you're getting that practice, And so we're going to move on to the fourth one. Like I say, I'm just guessing what would be a good reason. What would be a good reason, to just, not come back and, thank God for just, curing me. So perhaps the fourth man said, no use in telling him thanks. He knows my heart anyway. You know what? I'm going to tell you, that's one of the ones that really gets me when I hear people say, God knows my heart. Okay, so yes, the truth of the matter is he does. He does know your heart, and he knows whether or not, you were grateful. But the thing of the one thing that we have to understand is that, you just can't do that. It's just not right, because even if someone does know your heart like God, he knows your heart, he knows that you're grateful. It sounds a lot nicer when, you say it, I was going to say, hey, thanks a lot, And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if, anybody is familiar with leprosy. Leprosy is, it was a crazy disease. It was so crazy that the people that had leprosy had to be isolated. Nobody knew the cause of leprosy. Only thing they knew is that they didn't want them around them. These must be unclean people. These people, we don't want them around us at all. It was bad where, just imagine, you know, your mother was, you know, you had a loving mother, all of a sudden you turned 15 years old, maybe 19 years old, something like that. I'm not sure exactly when the age of when leprosy would affect somebody. But immediately, they would burn their clothes, tell them to get out. You know, all of a sudden, you know, all the mother's love and father's love and brother and sister's love, that got thrown out the window. And, you know, and these lepers were just cast aside. They were just outcast of society, you know, just for having something that people didn't understand, and they just didn't want no parts of it at all. You know, the parts, you know, especially the parts where, you know, they would immediately burn and, you know, just totally, like, making sure that, you know, whatever these people had was like, hey, you have to get out of my house. You have to go somewhere, not here. You know, and it was how they treated the lepers. So, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, we don't, everybody resents being taken for granted. And, you know, everybody, nobody wants to feel underappreciated. Everybody, you know, wants to, you know, to say, hey, listen, you know, what I've done was appreciated. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because, you know, a lot of us, when we feel underappreciated, you know, and we feel as though, you know, we did our part, or we said something, sometimes we had the attitude like, you know what, it's not going to happen again. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to help this person out or that person out. You know what, they, you know, I feel unappreciated. But, you know, the one thing about our God is that, you know, he doesn't look at it that way. He'll still give you the blessings that you need. He's not going to turn a blind eye. You know, no matter how many times that you just underappreciate him, you know, he's always there. And he's going to make sure that, you know, as long as, you know, it's something that's needed in your life, something that, you know, has to happen, whereas though you won't die or stuff like that, you know, and that's the part where, you know, we just don't get it sometimes, you know. And like I said, we can harden our heart to somebody, but God doesn't harden our heart to us. And, you know, that's where he gets, you know, underappreciated, but he's not going to stop, you know. And so one day, and he's patient with God. God is a nice, he's a gentleman. He's patient. He shows up in your life, and he's patient. And, you know, and one thing he's waiting for is the Thanksgiving for us, to us bringing him glory and honor, you know. And then so we finally get into our head that, you know, we've done had second, third, fourth, and fifth place, you know, blessings from God, and we never gave him a thanks, you know, a proper thank you. You know, God knows that he loves us. He wants us to, you know, experience the joy of worshiping him. And he's not to be a God that disappears just because, you know, your faith is not there. But what he does is he makes sure that he has patience to make sure that when your faith show up, he's highly glad, and he just was anticipating this the whole time, because he was just waiting for you to just finally turn around and finally give him thanks, his thanksgiving, and for you, your faith to turn around. And don't forget, but, you know, what they say, you know, all it takes is the faith of a mustard seed. You know, and next thing you know, you're turning your whole life around. And you know, I'm having fun right now tonight, just talking about, you know, the lepers, because, you know, we're getting on to the fifth one. And so we're going into the reason for the fifth leper, why he did not come back and thank Jesus. So the fifth one he may have gotten too busy with life, you know, with life's duties. You know, the one thing with us is too many times we got ourselves focused on, you know, if this happens or that happens, this is the first thing I'm going to do. Well, it's just like us when, you know, we're playing a lotto or the lottery or something like that, and we say to ourselves in our head, as soon as I hit the lottery, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to do this. Jesus healed him, You know, he said, hey, you know what? Oh, wow. He healed me. You know what? If I wasn't a leper, this is what I was going to do. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's just a lot of things that we do. We get caught up in worldly things where we just, you know, when we get a blessing, instead of, you know, incorporating that with, you know, hey, you know, thank you, Jesus. Oh, man, you know, and I'm going to do the right thing. It's no, I'm going to do what I want to do when we get these blessings. And we go into the wrong, and that's how we get into the wrong direction, where we just, you know, we just have that moment where we say, hey, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. And, you know, we get caught into the worldly things, and I'm talking about, like, the iPhones, the cars, you know, the expensive houses, you know, sneakers, and things like that. When we know that we're not focused in the right direction. You know, we get pulled by worldly things so fast, that we forget that we're in a blessing. And we start directing it to things we want instead of things that we did need. You know, the reason why we receive blessings is because God knows that this is what we need and, you know, everything we need it for. You know, so you hit the lottery and you know, you don't get the million, but you get, you say, a quarter of a million. And then you start doing things that a millionaire would do, don't have, the, you know, the finances of a millionaire. And you start saying to yourself, well, why don't you pay off this or pay off that? Because now you have got the attention of worldly things. And now you're thinking, hey, I can win $1 million this time. But maybe next time I'll probably win that $1 million. But in the meantime, I'm going to got some money to burn through. Nah, that's not how it works. And that's not how it happens. And we get sucked up and caught up into the worldly things where we're not focused on Christ and we're not focused on the, you know, on the blessings that we receive. You know, basically, you know, building a relationship with Christ, you know, is, you know, how we do things. And Christ does some things to, you know, for us, and we're not seeing it as, you know, what it is. What it is these are blessings that he's given us, and he's just seeing how we can handle it. You know, yes, he wants to give us bigger and better blessings, but what he's doing is he's preparing us for when he does give us that big blessing that he knows that we may go crazy. You know, we may go haywire. We might just start doing all kinds of stuff. But he says, hey, listen, let me give them, because I know my child. My child only can handle blessings a little bit at a time, and maybe they can put all these blessings together and build this big thing I'm trying to give him, but I can't give it to him because he can't handle it. He can't handle it. You know, and we just don't want to be accepted that we're in a part of, you know, we can't handle it. You know, we just can't handle it sometimes. And it's all right, you know, for people that are like that, you know, where they can't handle some certain things. And I know there were just times in my life where I couldn't handle certain things. You know, and this is the same with everybody. You know, sometimes people just can't handle some things. And so, you know, what he does is he gives it to us as we can receive it. So, you know, yes, you know, if you're out there praying for a big blessing or, you know, finances or something or whatever it is, you know, or a better job or, you know, whatever it is, you know, I'm not saying don't pray. Keep praying for it. Maybe you get it a little at a time. Maybe that's how you can handle it, or maybe that's how he's giving it to you. And you're just going to have to accept it because, you know, he knows you. He knows his children. Okay, so let's go on to what was the sixth leper. What was he thinking? What was his reason for not coming back to Jesus? Why wouldn't he give proper praise to Jesus? And so I would be thinking the sixth one, you know, perhaps the sixth one didn't know why he didn't go back. And you say, well, that's not an excuse. Yeah, I know it's not an excuse. But for some, you know, for some people, and for some reason, you know, we just wasn't excited about, you know, our healing, our blessing. Why? Maybe, you know, he is so consumed with bitterness of how he has been treated throughout his life. When he had leprosy, you know, the bitterness and the resentment, you know, will rob you of your spirit, of your joy and peace. You know, in fact, bitterness and thanksgiving cannot coexist in a person's life without one being dominant over the other. So, yeah, it's like one or the other. It's basically one or the other. If you have bitterness in your heart, there's no way, you know, you would have a thanksgiving or you would have any kind of giving spirit. You know, basically, you know, we get sucked into beefs, is the best way I can say it, where we have, you know, we've isolated ourselves and we've cut off the spirit because we had this beef with somebody and, you know, we had to see that person fall down. You know, we have to make sure that like that person's life is miserable as possible, as long as we can add misery to their life. You know, we're going to be there. We're going to be the hater. You know, we don't care. We don't like this person. We just can't stand this person. We can't stand the sight of them. You know, why are you doing all that? You know, people see the ugliness and the mean hatefulness in your life. You know, when you try to dress down or you try to, you know, attack a person, you know, you leave yourself vulnerable for people to look at you for the wrong reasons. You know, you're talking about somebody and, you know, your pastor X or whatever, is somebody going to say, "There ain't no pastor." Not mean and hateful stuff they're saying out their mouth, but they didn't even hear one sermon you had. But they're gonna just in their mind they don't label say, "Hey, that person has a nasty, mean disposition. I can't see that person being a pastor." You know why? Because like I said, that bitterness that they see come out, they know that bitterness can't be no joy in a person's life if they have that much bitterness where they just pouring it outwardly. And you know what they say, you know, you have to be careful what you say because, you know, the power of the tongue is the governor of life and death. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, we don't, you know, curse ourselves by being in a bitter, bitter spirit where it just, you know, constantly taking us and dragging us to hell. And, you know, and the bad thing about it is, you know, they say misery loves company. You're always going to find another person that no matter what you're saying, even the bitterness and the ugliness, they're going to add on. They're going to egg you on. And they're going to probably pile on and add stuff to what you're saying. It's like, yeah, that person is, you know, that is the wrong spirit. You know, and that's where you want to make sure, like, when you hear stuff, make sure that you're putting, you know, a positive spin or something positive because, you know, nothing comes good out of something starting negative. You know, it doesn't just all of a sudden turn positive because negativity attracts negativity. If you're speaking, you know, like, you know, bad stuff about people, you know, other people are going to be gravitating towards you because that's what, you know, negativity attracts. Just like positivity. You know, you ever see a positive person just come up to you and say, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, and say, you know, "I don't know you or whatever. I'm just saying hi." Because that's what you attract. You attract positive people. You're not going to attract negative people. Negative people are not even going to ask you for something, even if they wanted to, because you're too positive out here. All right, so we're running out of time, so I'm just going to quickly go ahead and go to the seventh one. All right, and so the seventh leper, you know, he probably didn't return because he didn't need to go because he completely forgot about God's blessings. And how can you forget about God's blessings? Mm-hmm. Well, he forgot about the blessings, basically. But you can quickly, you know, yell out, "God, I got a problem." And next thing you know, it's you know, God solved the problem. You have another problem. "God, I got a problem. Help me. You know, and this goes back to, I think it was the fifth leper. Well, I was telling you where, you know, you quickly have a, you know, you have a problem. But let me tell you, you don't even say thank you. You just go right back and ask for another prayer. You know, you're just going to say, "Hey, you know, God, I you know what? Man, thanks for that other thing, whatever. But you know what? I need another blessing." And you know, some people can be at that bold, is to say, "You know what? Oh, I forgot. You know, like people you lend money to. You know, hey, where's my money? Oh, I forgot. Oh, do I owe you money? Oh, I ain't gonna owe you money. Well, that's, you know, that's how it is. That's how it is people, when they put that in their spiritual life. Believe it or not, they put that in their spiritual life where they say, oh, I can't believe I owe you. Or, oh, I didn't say thank you. No, I didn't. Oh, my bad. Oh, but by the way, I still need this. Yes. And, you know, in the same way you're looking like, oh, yeah, you did all that, and now you're trying to tell me that you need something? After I told you, you didn't pay me back, or I did you this favor, or I loaned you my car. You know, you always got a problem, but you have no problem, you know, asking me until I just finally say no, or you owe me so much, I can't give you no more. Well, you know what? God's not that way. You know, believe it or not, he's not that way. And, you know, I just want to make sure I remind you. I know that you can easily say, I can cut that fool off. You know, I lent him $50, and, you know, he didn't pay me back. You know what? I got off cheap. I will have to give him another dime for the rest of my life. And, you know, we look at, you know, you can easily do that to somebody, you know, just thinking, like, I can do without this person in my life. He can keep the $50. Let him stay where he's at. And, you know, we do get into that, you know, we can get into that funky spirit where we can just cut somebody off because, you know what, you know, they didn't appreciate, you know, me helping them out. And so we're going to go into the eighth, the eighth leper. And what could he have been thinking? And what could be his excuse for not coming back to thank Jesus? You know, it could be that, you know, he just didn't feel like it. You know, there are times where, you know, we get into that funky attitude where we just don't feel like doing whatever it is. And it's like, you know, I'm not doing it. And even sometimes when it comes to as much as finances, where it's time for us to go to work, sometimes we get up and it's like, you know what, I just don't feel like it. And you say, well, how can somebody not feel like thanking someone for blessing them? And he's like, they got to be really ungrateful. But some people think that, you know, they've done so much in their lives or they've been through so much in their lives that, you know, I just don't feel like it. You know why? I deserve it. You know, I don't think, you know, anybody has to, you know, just, you know, for just the sake of just, like, man, I ain't feel like it. You know what? Nah. Or it's just basically like, nah, I'm not feeling it. So, you know what? I'm cured. You know, what do you want to do? Uncure me? And it's going about his business. Some people can easily do stuff like that. And, you know, and we know them. And we know them, unfortunately. All right, so just moving quickly for right now, we're going to go and talk about the ninth one. And the ninth one, maybe it could have been that the ninth man, you know, he felt sorry for himself. And, you know, maybe he was a leper that had, you know, leprosy for 22 years, and somebody had it for 2 years. And what he said to himself was, well, how come this leper only had to go through this for 2 years, and I went through it for 20 years? Man, he shouldn't even bless him. He should make him go through 20 more years. But, no, you just, what you're doing is what, you know, I see a lot of times, are people who are comparing their blessings to other people's blessings. And that's what knocks the whole blessing, the spirit of the blessing, that you being blessed out, because now you want someone to deal with leprosy for 22 years, but they only did 2 years, but you feel as though they should do 22 years like you. No. You know, and the reason why, you know, and I got a good reason for this happening, where people see things like this, and the good reason is that this, God puts on your shoulders what you can handle. Maybe the guy that only had leprosy for 2 years could probably only handle it. If he handled it a third year, he would have jumped off a cliff when he had done something. You, on the other hand, you're not counting your blessings. You're not seeing how you can. You probably were guiding and directing people with leprosy and say, hey, listen, this is how we got to live and this is what we got to do. Listen, the way to survive this is you do this and you do that. But now you just knock off all the good joy and gratefulness and all the, you know, help that you supply people. Because now what you're doing is you're just messing up your blessing. You're trying to mess up somebody else's because you don't think they deserve it. Or he's like, well, why do I deserve you know, 20 more years of this. No, what it is that he's placed on your shoulders what you can handle, okay? And your blessing is for you, and the blessing for the guy that only had it for 2 years is for him. You know, maybe, you know, like I said, maybe this what nine of them were thinking in their own thing, you know, their own way, and they were thinking, you know, I've got a valid reason. But, you know, we can talk about the one that came back. The one that came back, he came back, and I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm talking about this live to you like I was there. I'm going to tell you how I think it happened. And, you know, when we can go, you know, right back into, you know, Luke. And as we go, you know, to verses, well, we're in chapter 17, and I'm going to go over verse 17. So Jesus answered and said, where were there not nine cleansed? But where are the nine? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, has made you well. So I'm just going to tell you, this is what happened. Well, what I think happened. So now, on his way to see the rabbi, the one that came back, he realized before they got there, they were going to be cured because they could not walk into the temple. The rabbi would not allow them into the temple. And I guess one of them, once they got there, had to tell them, hey, listen, we had leprosy. We want to make sure, you know, you examine us or whatever, that we're clean now. So the one, while he was walking, probably realized, hey, I'm cured. And before he even went to that rabbi, he probably, you know, get back to where Jesus was and let him know, hey, I'm going to tell you, back in the day when, and they, you know, he stated that they stopped by a village. They didn't even name the village. You know, Jesus was on the move so much that he wouldn't stay in one place for very long. So the leper had, you know, had to turn right back and just went back and immediately gave thanks to Jesus. And, you know, everybody says that they're that one leper. You know, before he even got confirmation from the rabbi, when he got clear where he could go back in the village and stuff like that, that leper went back when he seen that the leprosy fell off of him. He went back and turned back right immediately. And, you know, a lot of us don't do that immediate, you know, that thing where we do things immediately. And, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm really going to the call of salvation. And I just want to say to, you know, everybody, thanks everybody for, you know, listening or watching on Facebook Live. We have been broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. And we're also on Facebook Live. And anytime that anybody, any of the Facebook viewers want to call in the Blog Talk or even talk to me, that phone number call in is 319-527-6091. And anytime you're ready to speak with me, you just hit the number one, and we'll get you connected. Before I go into the call of salvation, I just wanted to let, you know, or just say things that, you know, we just, you know, we constantly go, you know, go over and review. And sometimes we, you know, the two things is time and money. You know, we never know how much time we got, but we can figure out how much money we got. And by doing so, you know, the time that we have is so precious. And a lot of times, you know, we don't maximize, you know, what we could do with our time. And one of the things I want to do is invite, you know, you to accept Christ in your life. And if you haven't done so, you know, I'm just going to let you know. The first thing, you know, you want to do is you just want to, you know, remember all the way back into what I was talking about, the leper? You know, you just want to make sure that you use, you know, a portion of that act as far as, you know, your into your prayer, into your prayers, you know, of asking God for forgiveness. You know, one of the first things, you know, they ask you to do is just ask God to forgive you for your sins. We're all sinners. You know, we all fall short of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You know, we all, you know, want to make sure that, you know, gracefully, that we are accepted into the kingdom of heaven. And one of the ways to do that is, you know, you have to go through Jesus to see the Father. And so, you know, with that being said, we just want to make sure that you understand. You can say these words, or you can say something similar, you know, just open up your heart and say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Please accept me into your kingdom. I will now and forever change my ways. I will repent and rejoice your name forever. Amen. You know, once you said that, you know, the next thing we suggest you do is find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary. And we know sanctuaries are, you know, mainly closed and, you know, or limited capacity, but there are Zooms and there are, you know, avenues like this, like, you know, Facebook Live. A lot of people are doing a lot of virtual events. You know, I like to thank, you know, just, you know, the great things, you know, that open up through, you know, our prayer and worship. Like I said, you know, I was going to the announcements and I'm going to wrap things up. Even though I'm on, you know, Facebook Live and Blog Talk, I do see the, you know, the everybody's calling in. If I get a chance, I'll go ahead and shout you out, you know, for, you know, just supporting and listening here on Blog Talk Radio and also Facebook Live. Okay, so our announcements are this. This is the Private Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We receive your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Where you can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for those to share with your friends and family members. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And also, for everyone, please share and tell your friends and family members. And we just thank you for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we broadcast almost each and every day. And let's see, real quickly, I'm just going to check and see the calendar so you can see who's on tomorrow, which is going to be the third Sunday. And so we got Peripheral Visions with Sister Antonia Batts at 9 p.m. So with God's will, God's blessing, tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock. Don't forget to stay tuned here and come right back at Purpose Kingdom Network at Blog Talk, where we'll have Peripheral Visions, and that's going to be hosted by Sister Antonia Batts. Tonight has been fantastic, and just, you know, go over, you know, some of the things we talked about. Now, I know that if you have, you know, said, you know, hey, listen, one of these nine lepers that did not come back, you know, I can picture that would be my excuse. If that's you, I understand, because, you know, we all want to be that perfect one. That came back. Sometimes we may see ourselves in a situation. The reason why I brought life and I wanted to examine the nine is because sometimes we can't see fault in ourselves. And I just wanted to see if there was, you know, anything that, you know, like that needs to be changed in your life. This is a good way to just examine and look at it and say, hey, I'm one of those nine that didn't come back. And you know what? My reason would have been this. You know, and I totally understand, you know, if you think that way, and you know, and I just pray that, you know, you change your life where you're not, you know, considered to be one of those nine, and you didn't have one of the nine reasons. And you know, me personally, I always like to, you know, do a self-examination, and just, you know, I just want to know where I am in my spiritual life, because a lot of times if you don't have like that spiritual checkup or that, you know, that checkpoint, you know how when you were growing up, you stayed had an inch chart, you know, and it's like a chart for me to know where I'm going and where I'm heading, and you know how I've been progressing. You know, a lot of people can't progress, you know, in leaps and bounds. Some people take baby steps, some people take giant steps, you know, and you know, this is how, you know, we have to have a gauge of ourselves and what we know. You know, like your car, you drive your car and it tells you when it's time to change the oil. Well, sometimes, you know, you have to change your attitude, you know, because your attitude affects your gratitude. So if you all of a sudden you got the wrong attitude, you're going to have the wrong gratitude. And, you know, you need that really to have that right attitude, gratitude. So real quickly, I see I have a couple of people that is on Facebook Live and commented. Thank you. Real quickly, I got a little bit of time. And with that, I thank everybody. Facebook, let me see, I got my brother David, brother O, my son Bob Jr. Thanks so much for watching and commenting. You know, I like doing this, and you know, I really do. You know, I was supposed to be on last week, but I didn't make it. But you know, I'm glad for, you know, I was able to, you know, come tonight, and I can't, you know, imagine doing anything else but then, you know, just being right here. You know, just, you know, sharing, you know, some things. And I'm just, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, I do have, you know, listeners that, you know, that participate and, you know, whatever. I just, you know, like to make sure that I let you know that I appreciate everything that everybody's done and spreading the word. You know, thanks. Thanks for, letting people know that we, you know, we're all on, and I just like to say thanks. I can't imagine doing anything else besides, you know, this right here and spending my time. You know, if I could, I'd do this every night. But right now, I'm going to just say goodbye to my Facebook Live audience. I'm out. Peace. All right. See you later. All right, so I'm still on Blog Talk, and I'm just going to close out Blog Talk Radio. And this is, like I said, once again, a part of the Purpose Can Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. Don't forget, we're going to have Sister Antonia Batts on tomorrow evening for Peripheral Visions. You know, God bless you. And, you know, with everything, you know, take care. And, look, you know, I enjoy it, and thank you so much. So I am trying to find the closing music right here. Okay, so I found the closing music. I'm out of here. Peace. Love everybody.
Jesus bled.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me. I will not lose.
Yeah.